USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The National Mall is now closed to the public as thousands of National Guard troops descend on Washington, D.C. ahead of Inauguration Day. The deployment is part of a massive security operation amid threats of more violence at President-elect Joe Biden's swearing-in. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen tells CNN that based on those threats that law enforcement have identified, the security measures are needed.
We now have, I think, 25,000 National Guard men and women in Washington, D.C. That's 10 times the amount of troops that we currently have in Afghanistan, and that's just the National Guard. On top of that, of course, you have different police force. So I think the security is definitely necessary and warranted. It is a sad reflection on where we are in our democracy today.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
The woman who helped Donald Trump win the presidency in 2016 is reflecting on her time at the White House. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Kellyanne Conway was the first woman to lead a successful presidential campaign in 2016. She stayed on as senior counselor until last year. She was on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher last night.
I'm happy that I worked for a president who kept the Oval Office door open to many of us. We can go in and express ourselves. I didn't win every policy debate, but I was heard. And I think any woman in a workplace who is heard by her boss and has a seat at the table should really appreciate that.
Conway adds, though, that the last 2 months have been a disappointment, especially last week.
I think that those marauders and murderers, I think that they insult, not represent the whole Trump movement.
Looking back, she says Trump built the greatest economy we had, rebuilt the military, and a lot of people are better off. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The State Department says it has new information indicating that the coronavirus emergence may have happened in China earlier than first reported. USA Radio News' John Fortier has the story.
The State Department last night releasing what it calls previously undisclosed information about the virus's origins. For one, officials believe several researchers in the Wuhan Institute of Virology got sick last fall with symptoms similar to COVID-19. Chinese officials have said there was zero infection at the lab. China also didn't announce anything until December. The State Department claims while the lab maintains it's private and separate from the Chinese government, U.S. officials believe the lab has collaborated with China's military on secret projects. The U.S. has donated money to the lab in the past, and State Department officials wonder if any of that funding was diverted to some of those military projects. The State Department concludes that those revelations just scratch the surface of what is still hidden about COVID-19's origin in China. You can read the full fact sheet at state.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the University of Maryland has reached a settlement with the family of a football player who died during a team workout. The family of Jordan McNair will receive a settlement of $3.5 million if approved by the Maryland Board of Public Works later this month. McNair died in June 2018 after collapsing of heat stroke during a workout. An investigation uncovered that trainers did not administer proper treatment for McNair. Then-head coach DJ Durkin was fired following that investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.